Welcome everyone. Let me present the financial results for the first quarter of 2016. Our agenda for today is: in the first part, I will discuss the effects of our multiplay strategy and explain the importance of the strategy for the remaining results of the group. In the second part, together with Maciek Stec, I will present the detailed operating results. In the third part, Tomek Szelong will indicate how our operating results translate into financial results for the first quarter. Finally, I will present a brief summary, and my team and I will be ready to answer all your questions. Before we move on to discuss the execution of the Smart Home strategy, I would like to present the key events which have taken place in our group since the last conference call. First, we have successfully completed the acquisition of the Midas Group, which was announced 2.5 months ago. So far, we have acquired 93% of the shares, and we intended to acquire the rest through a structured squeeze out. Delisting the company will be the next natural step. Secondly, we have launched CP Go, a new pay TV product, providing our customers with the access to the group's content via the internet. As in the case of Multiroom, we strongly believe in the success of this service. Thirdly, we have extended and enriched our offer with premium channels of the 11 Group. Thanks to this, our customers will get access to attractive sports event broadcasts which have not been available on our platform so far, such as Spanish and Italian football leagues. Fourthly, we have launched numerous new offers aimed at acquiring new customers. We believe that these offers, sold on a standalone basis or bundled with Smart Home offer, will succeed in the market. Finally, I would like to emphasize that we are very pleased with the Smart Home sales results, which proceeded as planned and according to the guidelines delivered to you. As I have already mentioned Smart Home, I would like to spend some time to discuss and emphasize again Smart Home has been and will be the most important element of our strategy. What actually is Smart Home and why it is unique? First of all, it combines a rich offer of pay TV and telecommunication services. Secondly, it offers an opportunity to buy additional products for the households, such as energy, banking services, and other value-added services. The structure of the offer is simple, comprehensible to the customer, and what is most important, it is the best price offer on the entire market. We believe that only the combination of high quality services and appropriate pricing may ensure market success. This is clearly visible in slide 6, where the results of Smart Home program speaks for themselves. In general, in less than 2 years, we have managed to acquire nearly 1.1 million customers. Each of them buys additional services, which is reflected in the rising number of contract services and the growing ARPU. The final anticipated outcome is the increased loyalty of the group of bundled customers. It is going to take a few more months for the first results to be visible here. I think now it's the right time to discuss the operating results of the group in more detail. We are going to start from the results of Polsat Television. Let me give the floor to Maciek Stec.
Thank you, Tobias. We achieved very good audience results in Q1 2016 in commercial target group. We have continued very good audience performance. We were and maintained the leader TV group position in Q1 2016. We increased our audience share from 24% to 24.4% quarter to quarter in commercial target group. It was mainly because we have continued successful investment in TV4 and TV6 channels. These audience results are very strong and outperform our strategy, particularly that TV market is still in process of fragmentation. Very good audience results are important, but it's more important when you monetize your audience performance. We have strengthened our strong ad and sponsorship market position, and again, we outperformed the market in Q1 2016. TV and sponsoring market grew by 2.7% and we grew much faster than the market with 4.2% growth. What's worthy to mark, we have continued our success story, particularly if we take into account we also significantly outperformed the market in Q1 2015. We are really glad of our strong results on very competitive market. And just to summarize, we increased our audience share in Q1 2016 and maintained the leader TV group position in commercial target group. And what's more important, we were able to monetize it, outperforming the market growth. One more thing in terms of our guidance for 2016. We maintain our guidance for TV ad and sponsoring market growth in 2016 by middle single digit. And it's all from my part. And now I give the floor back to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciej. I would like to share with you a few important facts related to the other operating results. Let me remind you that the number of SmartDome customers increased year on year by nearly 400,000, which gives over 50% growth of the base. Already, nearly every fifth contract customer of the group is the multiplay customer. This shows that our potential for the future is the remaining 80% of the customer base. It is important to underline that these 1.1 million customers use 3.22 million contract services. What this means is that already around 25% of all services is well secured for the future. As I have already mentioned, the multiplay strategy is positively reflected in the dynamics of the contract services base, which increased year on year by nearly 350,000 and quarter on quarter by 129,000. It is a very good result for the first quarter, which is typically quite a poor season of the year. A year ago, it was only 47,000. Internet access services increased by 53,000 and pay TV by 57,000. Multi-room service is constantly growing. OTT products based on Ipla brands developed quite well. But what is important, on the saturate market, we still manage to increase the numbers of basic DTH activations. Mobile telephony increased again, this time by 20,000 quarter on quarter. All in all, it is another positive quarter of operating results, and we expect similar trends in the next quarters. Positive sales trends are reflected in contract ARPU, which is constantly growing, this time by over 1 zloty year on year. This means the growth of 1.5%, showing very similar dynamics as in 2015. It is the result of consistent implementation of our strategy, which is visible in the growth of the rate of RGUs per customer. Stabilization on the telecommunication market is the factor supporting the growth. We still observe the coming of competitive modes, which is good news for the future. An evident slowdown in the downward trend in the RGU prepaid can be observed in the recent months, along with a parallel rise in ARPU and the stabilization of the base. What is essential, it produced comparable revenues results year on year. That is all about operating results. I will now give the floor to Tomek Szelong, who will present the financial results of the group.
Thank you, Tobias. In case of the financial results, we come back to the usual scope of the financial results presentation after one quarter exception, when the key factor was the acquisition of Midas. As a result, I will talk about helicopter view of our business segment's financial results, reconciliation of our total revenues, cost and EBITDA, then detail operational revenue and cost structures, and finally cash flows and debt structure analysis. As the introduction, first of all, I would like to underline that due to Midas acquisition, from the accounting point of view, we will not compare apples with apples in the following five quarters. In MD&A, you will find our consolidation results with Midas from the 29th of February. And of course, in some cases, we excluded Midas consolidation to explain you better our results. However, in this presentation, I will discuss in a minute, we show you pro forma results with Midas to show you better business perspective of our results instead of accounting one. And last remark as introduction, please bear in mind that we haven't concluded PPA of Midas Group. We've got 12 months for that. If we do it, you will see the results in amortization level particularly. Slide number 17. Generally speaking, our financial results were in line with market consensus. Our revenues are growing by 1.3% to the level of 2.284 billion zlotys. As promised, you can see the improvement of our free cash flows last 12 months of 1.3 billion. You can see small decrease in EBITDA caused by lower voice revenue and higher technical cost and commissions from accounting, not cash flow perspective. As discussed last time, after Midas acquisition, you see a temporary higher level of net debt to EBITDA. However, I would like to underline this strong focus on deleveraging by the management board. Slide number 18, pro forma results of the segment of services to individual and business customers. Our revenue grew by 1%, mainly as a result of higher revenue from sales of equipment and higher wholesale revenue. Our operating costs without amortization grew by 3% as a result of higher technical costs and interconnect settlements, and also accounting perspective of commissions I mentioned a minute ago. Slide number 19, results of the broadcasting and TV production segment in the first quarter. This business segment proved solid results. Our revenue grew by 5%, mainly due to the monetization of high audience shares of Polsat Group channels. Operating costs without amortization grew by 8%, and this is connected with content costs. I will talk in more details later on. And finally, EBITDA grew by 1% to the level of 101 million zlotys. Slide number 20, revenue and cost pro forma results reconciliation. All business segments positively participated to the revenue line. In terms of operating costs, you can see lower cost of segment of services to individual and business customers. However, bear in mind that this is connected with the lower amortization of 46 million zlotys, which is not included in EBITDA. That's why I go smoothly to slide number 21, and you can see that retail segment negatively participated to EBITDA of 33 million zlotys. However, broadcasting and TV production segment added 1 million zlotys. Slide number 22, pro forma revenue structure. Retail revenue decreased by 71 million zlotys, and this is connected with voice services revenues. However, it was partially compensated, offsetted by growing revenue from internet access services. Wholesale revenue grew by 37 million zlotys, and this is connected mainly with TV Polsat activities. TV Polsat recognize higher revenues from advertising, and we experience also in Polkomtel higher interconnect settlements. Sales of equipment grew by 56 million zlotys. This is connected with gradually growing installment plan sales, as well as lower subsidies and optimization of stock levels. Slide number 23, pro forma operating cost structure. As I mentioned, amortization decreased by 46 million due to lower infrastructure depreciation. Technical costs increased by 50 million zlotys. This is connected mainly with interconnect costs, because due to Midas acquisition, you do not see a gigabyte consumption cost growth. Cost of equipment sold decreased by 5 million zlotys. Content cost increased by 13 million zlotys. This is connected with higher cost of sport events, for example, handball, World Cup, we broadcasted on Polsat channels, and also higher cost of amortization of film licenses. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs increased by 12 million zlotys. However, here the most important factor are commissions paid to the points of sale last year, and here you can see only accounting effect, not cash flow effect. Slide number 24, pro forma cash flow statement. We started the year and the quarter of 1.68 billion zlotys. We generated from the operating activities 559 million zlotys. We concluded different activities connected with our debt. We repaid high yields of Polkomtel. We drew additional debt from banks. So this is visible in the next couple of numbers. CapEx was 124 million zlotys and CapEx revenue indicator of 5.4% only. We also paid for 2.6 gigahertz frequencies bandwidth. You can see some settlements of hedging instruments connected with the repayment of the high yields of Polkomtel. And last but not least, we also pay some interest on the current loans we possess as the Polsat Group. Finally, we closed the first quarter of 2016 with cash on hand of close to 1.6 billion zlotys. Slide number 25, reconciliation of our free cash flows. Last time in February, I gave you the guidance that I expect neutral free cash flows in the first quarter of 2016. What I can say, it was better than I expected that time. We generated 50 million zlotys after one-offs. In the table of the left-hand side, you can see all these one-offs connected with this quarter we analyze. What is important, in the first quarter of 2016, we paid for the last time high-yield Polkomtel coupon bonds. We also started payments of the coupon for the Cyfrowy Polsat bonds. And as I explained you last time, we paid some taxes from 2015. All in all, 50 million zlotys in the first quarter is very good number, and if you calculate it for the last 12 months, you can see, as I said in the first, on the first slide, of 1.3 billion zlotys level. Slide number 26, the group's debt structure. I should underline that in the second quarter of 2016, there will be a significant cash outflow connected with the minority shareholders of Midas. We paid more or less 400 million zlotys on the tender and then squeeze out procedure. But this is only in the short term and affects net debt to EBITDA KPI in coming quarters. As I mentioned, we focus on deleveraging. Our gross debt was close to 13.9 billion zlotys. net debt exceeded 12 billion zlotys and net debt to EBITDA, not on the pro forma but balance sheet basis, was 3.34 times. Our debt structure by type, you can see that banking debt has 85% share, and currency, the graph is very simple, all debt is in Polish zlotys. Maturing profile of our debt is very safe until the end of 2019. We do not have big outflows connected with the debt service. And that's all from my part. Now it's time for a summary of our presentation, which will be held by Tobias again.
Thanks, Tomek. A few words of summary to conclude the presentation. We have presented to you our unique strategy and the effectiveness of our execution. Thanks to this strategy, we recorded solid operating and financial results in the first quarter. We have proven again that we have an enormous capacity to generate cash, which enable quick reduction of the group's debt. And finally, I would like to emphasize that we have successfully completed the acquisition of MyDesk and started activities aiming at its full integration with the Polsat Group. We are now ready to answer your questions. Operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question comes from Vibhor Kumar from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So first question is rather on the accounting side. It's a housekeeping question. So just checking, since you have acquired MyDesk, so could we get more clarity in terms of technical costs, wherein you can give details about what all cost items are there so that we can have some visibility in terms of margins, and then we as analysts have more clarity there. And my second question is on Smart Dome, which I think you've touched upon. So if you could discuss about the future potential about the Smart Dome, how much growth that you see in next couple of quarters, and hence and the support to the overall ARPU growth there. Thank you.
Okay, about the Smart Dome, maybe I will answer the question. I think how I give the guidelines before, to the end of the year we will have 1.4 million customers. So we see a little, it's not in the first quarter, it's not very strong, but it's normally the first quarter is very
weak.
So the most sales will be in the last quarter, and I think the guidelines will be held. The question about the technical costs, I give to Tomek.
Okay, in terms of the technical costs, you know, with the first quarter or actually the first month, we are consolidating MyDesk's results. So we haven't decided yet how we are going to approach the structure of technical costs in the future. But having in front of me the pro forma results, I can give you the guidance that in the first quarter of 2016, the pro forma results, international and domestic roaming accounted for more or less 50% of the total technical costs. And the second biggest position was infrastructure cost item. So definitely these two cost categories are the major, play the major role in technical costs. So give us a couple of months in August, we will give you the guidance of the structure of technical costs we are going to approach.
Okay. So, in terms of Smart Doom, so you gave the subscriber numbers. So, how should we look at the ARPU growth there? Do you think that there's a small, there's still growth left in terms of increasing the RGUs per customer, and you can expect some decent growth there?
It will be stable like in the last quarters. So we think the guidelines for the future is the same like before.
Okay, and maybe a last question on the mobile market itself. So looking at the overall market situation wherein the fourth operator is getting more, is getting towards rationality, and we have discussed that in past, and then you see the situation where the incumbent is rather a bit aggressive. So where should we see CPS strategy there between these two opposite situations?
We see there's no price war on the market now. I think it's got mostly because of the auction and the money they have to spend for the frequencies. So we see the stabilization of the market. Okay, we see the most of them, there's are marketing activities, but there's no price war, so I said before.
Thank you so much for the answers, and best of luck for the next quarter.
Our next question comes from Vera Stegia from Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is related to the squeeze out. Do you have a kind of a timeline, and on top of that, do you expect that the price would be the same as the offer price to the previous bid, or do you expect to increase the offer price? The second one would be related to the loans, zero coupon Midas and Lightning notes. When do you expect this to be refinanced or terminated? Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Vera. Answering your first question, as you know, on 5th of May, we announced our intention to do the squeeze-out procedure. If you follow the timeline by law, it means that probably at the end of May, in the region of 25th of May, from intention, we will start officially the procedure. Of course, we will publish official reports to the Warsaw Stock Exchange. So I assume that at the beginning of June, the whole process should be finished. And we are offering exactly the same price as we offered in the public tender, which is 81 gross per share of Midas. Answering the second question, when you go to slide the last slide of my section, which is 20, you can see that Midas has some banking debt in PKO, which is 330. It was repaid a couple of weeks ago. Then Plus Bank credit facility, it was also repaid 2 days ago. And in terms of the notes, Lightning notes are still where they are. We plan to refinance them or to begin refinancing them in 2017. It will depend on the cash flow the company generates. And in terms of the Midas notes, they are still in place. However, we, as the Polsat Group, two entities from the Polsat Group bought these notes from the previous bondholders. That's why everything now is in the Polsat Group. Midas issued the bonds, and there are two bondholders in Polsat Group, the company of Polkomtel and the company called Cyfrowy Polsat Trademarks. That's why beginning from today, because this transaction happened today, you will not see Midas bonds in our consolidated financial statement.
Understand. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Vyacheslav Degtyarev from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Can you please elaborate a bit more on your dividend policy? Are you still on track with the dividend payments for 2016 to be paid in 2017 given the acquisition of Midas and pretty high leverage? So any additional color would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay, in terms of the dividend policy, nothing has changed since last quarter when we announced publicly that we see possibilities of executing two purposes, deleveraging the company and starting regular payments of the dividend beginning from 2017. What you can see, this leverage ratio on the level of 3.34 times, you see also leverage with peak notes of Light Knight and Midas. In our banking covenants, there is a rule that debt that is regularly serviced, which is actually credit facilities from banks and bonds issued by Cyfrowy Polsat, only this debt is being taken to the net debt to EBITDA calculation, and if we are below 3.2 times on such calculated debt, we are allowed to pay dividend. And what I can confirm, I assume that one quarter before the decision of dividend payout, we will have the net debt to EBITDA below 3.2 times. Practically, it means that at the end of the first quarter of 2017, we must have this KPI below 3.2 times.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no more questions for the moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, thank you very much for the conference call. See you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.